This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Hadas Kuznets at Reading Terminal Market with General Manager Anuj Gupta, and Party for the Market is on Saturday, February 23rd. So this is your 9th annual. What do you have up your sleeve this year?
Well, it's a lot of fun. The market is transformed literally in an hour and a half from the time that we close into a scene where you walk in, you find five bars, three dance floors, a casino gaming area, silent auction area, and this year over 40 merchants doing all you can eat food and drink and really highlighting the market at its best. It's an amazing evening.
You have any new merchants this year participating?
We do. It is Coretta's Caribbean Cuisine. First time we've had Caribbean cuisine here at Reading Terminal. Coretta Matthews is a longtime chef here in the market. She worked for many years as executive chef for Kevin Parker and Delilah before that. And she is Jamaican by origin. She is an incredibly talented chef. And we are really excited to add her to the array of foods that we have here at Reading Terminal.
So while we're talking about the food, give us a rundown of what to expect.
Well, we're going to have Pearl's Oyster Bar. It will be however many feet it is, 20, 30 feet of raw bar right when you walk in the door. Martin's Meats is donating a full pig that we rotisserie and do roast pork sandwiches from. And everyone is going to have a little specialty from their restaurant. Hunger Burger may do sliders again. Flying Monkey may be doing little whoopie pies again and everything in between. Bassett's, of course, is doing their ice cream. And we're going to have specialty cocktails for the night. Craft beers from around the region. It's a wonderful night.
Ivine's gets cleared out, though.
The whole space is cleared out, other than the nuts and the dry goods shelf, and people just dance on the dance floor here.
Where did they put all the vegetables?
It is an incredibly laborious process, but they take all of these cases downstairs into our basement, and they put a lot of labor to work to make that happen in time for the party to start at 7:30.
Wow. And that's heavy stuff.
It is a lot. Yes, it is. It's a big ask of them every year, but the Ivines are huge supporters of this market, and they come through for us every time.
So this is a fundraiser for the market.
Yes. Raises about more than half of the dollars we need for our annual capital budget to take care of this 125-year-old building. In fact, the weekend of the party, we'll be marking our 126th anniversary. So as you can imagine, with a facility that old, there are any number of capital needs, and this fundraiser helps us address them. We've done everything from improved our air conditioning and heat pumps with these kinds of proceeds over the last couple of years. We've installed a state-of-the-art security camera system throughout the building and downstairs to make sure that people feel safe in the Reading Terminal. And a lot of additional stuff to that.
All right, what do you want to tell us about this building? Let's talk about this historic 126-year-old building.
Yeah, it's still going strong. Last year, we hit 7.3 million visitors for the first time. We have over 80 of these small family-owned businesses on the floor of the market. And yet, there are many projects we're working on to continue to improve the market. I do hope in 2019, I'm able to announce our plans for Filbert Street. We have some plans to finish the restoration of the market to its historic character, which was not done in the early 1990s when the building was renovated.
What do you mean?
Well, if you look at our doors and windows along 12th Street, Filbert Street, and Arch, you'll notice that they don't match up with the historic facade of the rest of the building. The reason for that is before this became a National Historic Landmark, our beautiful transom windows and doors were stripped out. They were replaced by standard commercial aluminum framed doors and windows. They have come to the end of their useful life. And so we have a design completed to put new doors and windows to the building, which brings it back to what it used to look like 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
Wow. You're the general manager, but you're also like the project manager. There's always something that needs fixing.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's tremendous capital needs, like I said, but don't think for a minute I do this alone. I have a fantastic team here at Reading Terminal.
What's your favorite part about the big party, Party for the Market?
One, people have a really good time. People flock to buy tickets because they look forward to this party every year. But two, it's the way that the merchants come together and make this party happen. All of the food that is served that night, the merchants are donating. It's incredible generosity, and they know that it's coming back to improve the building that they make their livelihood on. So it's really important to them that it's a success.
And it's a party in the market.
It is. It's the most unique setting you're going to find anywhere in the Philadelphia region for a nonprofit fundraiser. No question.
What's the most difficult part about getting this party together?
The logistics of it are pretty enormous, and we have a wonderful event planning team. It's our on-site catering team all about events, coupled with another gentleman, Mark Byerly, who does event planning throughout the area. The two of them come together to make all the magic happen. The decor, if you walk into the market the night of the party, it's an unrecognizable place. And all of that is happening, again, in that hour and a half after we close, and the evenings leading up to the party after the market is closed. So you walk into this transformed space that you wouldn't expect if you were here just an hour and a half prior.
I'm picturing like a countdown, and then they're like, everyone's got their running shoes on. Ready, go! And then they go, just move everything around.
And you're giving them an hour because we close at 6 and the party starts at 7:30. So it's really just an hour and a half for the flip.
Oh.
That's right. And typically that time of year on a weekend, we're pretty busy. So it's not like we're asking people to leave the building early. They're here. We're doing business till 6 o'clock.
Amazing. Amazing. What are you most excited to eat and drink?
Honestly, Hadass, my biggest frustration with the party, and
I
never get to eat or drink at the party. Almost never. I have almost no sense of how much food is being served because my job, I have to work that evening.
Well, so explain what goes on behind the scenes then. While everybody's enjoying and having a good time, you're working, so what are you doing?
My main job that night is to thank the over 30 sponsors that supported the party this year. We have some very generous corporate partners. Brandywine Realty is our lead sponsor. Fisher & Phillips Law Firm and Beneficial Bank came through for us again. Coca-Cola supporting us very generously. And those supporters, again, are making sure that the capital needs of this building are met. And so my job that night is to thank them, make sure our guests are having a good time, and make sure that everyone is enjoying the party.
Can you explain the significance of being an historic landmark building?
One, it's a place that people really care about, and it's very visible. But two, not only does its age present a whole laundry list of capital needs on a daily basis, but then you also have to maintain its historic character, right? So there's parameters that if you were an ordinary sort of modern office building that you have to work around here that you wouldn't have to think twice about there.
And times change. I mean, there was a time that you had horses in here, right?
Yes, times certainly do change. And of course, we had the trains running on top of our heads.
Yeah.
But a lot of what you see on the market is true to its original character. The floor plan, in fact, this is the original floor of the market when it was installed, other than parts of the market that have expanded. And the market's operating covenants require us to maintain that original floor plan.
Anything you want to say? Any kind of interesting facts about how this place has changed?
Yeah, you cannot bring live animals other than seeing eye dogs or assistance animals and the like. It's changed quite a bit in just the configuration of the merchants. So there once upon a time, and you can still see the remnants on the wooden facades that are above many merchant stands here, but once upon a time, most merchants had a space roughly 4 by 5 square feet in size. They were all farmers. Whatever they grew or produced, they brought down here and they sold until they sold out and then they went home. But over time, merchant spaces became larger and larger. Now, on average, merchant space is probably on the order of 300 to 400 square feet. So that's a pretty significant change.
Less merchants, but more space.
Exactly.
All right, so Party for the Market, this 126th year of the building. This is your 9th annual Party for the Market. How do you get tickets?
So you can go to readingterminalmarket.org and you'll see a link there to purchase tickets. At this point, when this story airs, they'll be $200 a piece. And there is a $95 Young Friends for those under age 35.
Do you sell tickets at the door if somebody decides, spur of the moment, they want to come?
It depends on where we're at with ticket count. We may be sold out.
What is your capacity?
Last year we had about 1,600 guests, and that's probably around it.
Yeah.
So that's
There is space when people come.
Absolutely.
There is space when 1,600 people come to the market to party.
There is. But I'm not sure that we can go much further north of that without people starting to feel crowded.
What's your goal?
The fundraising goal is to be somewhere around $250,000.
Yeah, and that's half of your capital budget.
Yeah.
You have a special announcement, a special unveiling.
Yes. It will be a partial unveiling, but if you come to the market and you go across the street to Jefferson Station, you'll be able to walk into the vestibule of the station and see half of a new mural, which is a representation of the market's history and its relationship to the railroad over time. The full mural will be completed sometime in mid to late March. We'll do a formal unveiling then, but the day before the party, the market's portion of the mural will be hung, and people will be able to see it.
All right, one more time, the website is?
ReadingTerminalMarket.org.
Anuj Gupta, General Manager of Reading Terminal Market, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadas. Good to see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.